But even this is no longer enough. We are in the era of the thermonuclear bomb that can obliterate cities and can be delivered across continents. With such weapons, war has become not just tragic, but preposterous. With such weapons, there can be no victory for anyone. Plainly, the objective now must be to see that such a war does not occur at all. And so the third imperative of peace is this: without for a moment relaxing our internal and collective defenses, we must actively try to bridge the great chasm that separates from the peoples under communist rule. In those regions are millions of individual human beings who have been our friends and who themselves have sincerely wanted peace and freedom throughout so much of our mutual history. Now, for years, the Iron Curtain was impenetrable. Our people were unable to talk to these individuals behind the curtain, or travel among them, or share their arts or sports, or invite them to see what life is like in a free democracy. We are beginning to be able, cautiously and with our eyes open, to encourage some interchange of ideas, of books, magazines, students, tourists, artists, radio programs, technical experts, religious leaders, and governmental officials. The hope is, little by little, mistrust based on falsehoods will give way to international understanding based on truth.
God bless you, Dwight D. Eisenhower. As I stand next to the truck stop shower, watching our bright destiny unfold. Now your highway rolls from here to gone, this land we've laid our hands upon. And sir, it is a sight just to behold. God bless you, Dwight D. Eisenhower. Though this is not our finest hour, highwaymen have made off with your creed. And now the band is marching, no matter what. The eyes of history are shut. This is the hour of our deepest need. And the wind howls, and the wind howls. Oh, the wind howls through the fields of Abilene. Bless you, Dwight D. Eisenhower. As now the youth in all their flower hang on the Iron Cross you warned us of. And they say you wept to hang them so, and you among us all might know these things it seems we sometimes do for love. These things we do for love. Oh, and the wind howls, and the wind howls. Oh, the wind howls through the fields of Abilene. And the wind howls, oh, and the wind house through the fields of Abilene.
salvation in a life long out of bounds. Oh, freedom, oh, my name. Freedom knows my name. Freedom knows my name. Tender roots grow deep with longing to the core of solid ground. And slightly off the ground.
There were some white people got on and they took all the front seats and left one man standing. And when the driver saw this man standing up, yes, he was white. The passenger didn't ask for the seat at all. They didn't say anything, but just found a place to stand. The driver noticed him standing, and that is when he told the four of us to let him have those seats, which meant that four of us would have been standing, and then this man would could only occupy one seat, and then there would be three vacant seats.
But you weren't supposed to sit next to a white man.
That was the rule then.
So you did not get up?
No.
Do you know why?
Yes, because
why?
I didn't think I should have to get up. I had already paid my fare, and I'm sure he didn't pay any more than I did. And I didn't think that once we take a seat, even in under the segregation conditions, that we should be made to stand up in a crowded bus.
Are you bitter over it?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Not at this time. Well, in fact, during protest in Montgomery, we did have some white people who
joined with us,
and they suffered a great deal. And I felt that it was, in fact, Dr. Martin Luther King used to say himself that it was not a black and white issue, but it was right and wrong.
Right, absolutely.
So you didn't hold it against collectively all white people?
That's true. I did not.
What then did you do with your anger?
I tried to use my anger. I tried to have as little anger as possible, but I tried to use it to help people who were suffering and many who were discouraged and did not have the courage to try to take a stand for themselves.
Do you feel, Rosa, that this movement has been a success?
It has made many improvements from way back there when we had legally enforced racial segregation. But we still have many challenges to face, and we have many problems to solve.
Do you have faith?
Yes, I still have faith that it is possible.
Came alive, and because of Sister Rose, you know, we don't ride on the back of the bus no more.
Sister Rose, she was tired one day after a hard day on her job, when all she wanted was a well-deserved rest, not a scene from an angry mob. A bus driver said, baby, you got to get up, cause a white person wants that seat. But Miss Rose, she said, no, not no more, I'm gonna stay right here and rest my feet.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Rosa, you are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks. Thank you, Miss Rosa, you are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks.
Now the police came without fail and took Sister Rosa off to jail, and $14 was her fine. Brother Martin Luther King knew it was our time. The people of Montgomery sat down to talk. It was decided all God's children should walk until segregation was brought to its knees and we obtained freedom and equality.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Rosa, you are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks. Thank you, Miss Rosa, you are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks.
So we dedicate this song to thee for being a symbol of our dignity. Thank you, Sister Rose.
Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks.
Let's sing it again.
Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks. Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark. Let's start it out, freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks. Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark. Let's start it out, freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks. Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark. Let's start it out, freedom movement. Thank you, Sister
Guitar of mic, please. Guitar mic.
Freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from my home, yeah, yeah, Lord. Singing freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes
sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Yeah, long, long, long. Clap your hands, 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 yeah, clap your hands.
Yeah. We need to listen to God's struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical power. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy, which has engulfed the Negro community, must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is a victim of all the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote, and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. Yes. And staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the song with. This faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a storm. With this faith, able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children able to sing with new meaning, my country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' cries. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. America.
sea to shining sea.
Comes out of Dad's billfold, hankies come out of Mom's purse. The engine hardly makes a sound, even when you put it in reverse. It's got a push button transmission, hard top convertible four door. It's November of 63, and the brand new Dodge is a 64. The brand new Dodge. Down Main Street, the asphalt and the gravel crunch. Church is finally over, and we're gonna have our Sunday lunch. And then I will play football with my buddies down in the park. Later I'll dream about my girlfriend as I lie alone in the dark, as I lie alone. Got short red hair and blue eyes, and her swimsuit's also blue. And her little brother is retarded, but Jesus loves him too. And Jesus loves our president, even though he is a Catholic. There's a lot for a boy to think about as he walks along the railroad tracks, as he walks along. My sister won't get carsick, 'cause we're only going half a mile, and the car still has that new car smell, and Dad looks like he might smile. And the world is big and full of autumn, and I'm hungry as can be. And we're in our brand new 64 Dodge, November of 63. November.
WMUC-FM College Park, honoring America today.
And now for the next 30 minutes, As the World Turns.
For viewers of the CBS soap opera, As the World Turns, first word came at about 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time. It happened too quickly for cameras to be in place.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas.
The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Then it was back to the soap opera, but not for long. Soon after, Walter Cronkite was back, reporting from the CBS newsroom, complete with rotary telephones and wire machines.
This picture has just been transmitted by wire. It is a picture taken just a moment or two before the incident. If you can zoom in with that camera, we can get a closer look at this picture.
And almost exactly 1 hour after his initial bulletin, this now famous announcement.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
His fine, he was a friend of mine. He never done no wrong. He never done no wrong. He was just a poor boy, long way from home. He was friend of mine. He died on the road, died. He died on the road. Never had no money for sufficient clothes. He was a friend of mine. Stole away and cried, stole away. I stole away and cried. Never had no money, and I can't be satisfied. He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. When I hear his name, just can't keep from crying. He was a friend of mine.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Oh, where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rain's gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? Oh, what did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. Heard 10,000 whispering, nobody listening. Heard one person starve, heard many people laughing. Heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. Heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rain's gonna fall. Who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? Who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rain's gonna fall. What'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? Oh, what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm going back out before the rain starts to fall in. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damn dirty prison, where the executioner's face is well hidden, where hunger is ugly and souls are forgotten, where black is the color and none is the number. And I tell it and think it and speak it and breathe it. Reflect it from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I stand on the ocean until I start singing. I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Thank you.
three tires in my black suit, shaving kit and shiny shoes, dusted off an old suitcase, tucked in my Bible and a bottle of booze. $50 in my pocket, try to get me a cheap room for 3 days and it's over. It's just something I've got to do. I'm ready for Memphis. There's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. There's just something in the sweet magnolia. On a greyhound, old ladies in stale air, hopeless men riding shotgun. I just look out my window and stare. Pick away at my sack lunch. My wife packed it before work. She thinks I'm crazy. She's afraid that I'll get hurt. But I'm ready for Memphis. It's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. There's just something in the sweet magnolia. Memphis streets are deserted, I guess because it's so early. Garbage pile on the corners, I pick up an old paper and read. Feels like a storm coming. The air is hot and sticky. I better find my motel room so I can wash up and be ready. Ready for Memphis. There's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. Something in the sweet magnolia. Well, I heard he was coming. I don't want to be late. I know I'm not colored, but I don't think that should matter in 1968. I know it's a long shot, but it would mean everything if I could just shake hands with Dr. King. I'm ready for Memphis. It's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. There's just something in the sweet magnolia. I'm ready for Memphis. It's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. Something in the sweet magnolia.
In March, Dr. Martin Luther King starts a civil rights drive in Memphis, Tennessee. As his campaign continues, the tension in Memphis nears a breaking point. And on April 4th, it happens.
A great tragedy has taken place in America tonight. One of the renowned and active leaders in the cause of civil rights has been stricken down by the assassin's bullet. Martin Luther King has been shot and he is dead.
We'll be right back.
One man he resist. One man washed on an empty beach. One man betrayed with a kiss.
Gentlemen, I'm only going to talk to you just for a minute or so this evening because I have some very sad news for all of you, and I think sad news for all of our fellow citizens and people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are and what direction we want to move in. For those of you who are black, considering the evidence evidently is that there were white people who were responsible, you can be filled with bitterness and with hatred and a desire for revenge.
There you go.
We can move in that direction as a country. And greater polarization, black people amongst blacks and white amongst whites, filled with hatred toward one another. Or we can make an effort, as Martin Luther King did, to understand and to comprehend and replace that violence, that stain of bloodshed that had spread across our land, with an effort to understand compassion and love. For those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and mistrust of the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man. But we have to make an effort in the United States. We have to make an effort to understand, to get beyond or go beyond these rather difficult times. My favorite poem, my favorite poet was Aeschylus. He once wrote, "Even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart, until in our own deep despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God." What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, and a feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white or whether they be black. So I ask you tonight, return home to say a prayer for the family, Martin Luther King. Yeah, it's true. But more importantly, to say a prayer for our own country, which all of us love. A prayer for understanding and that compassion that of which I spoke. We can do well in this country. We will have difficult times. We've had difficult times in the past. But we will have difficult times in the future. It is not the end of violence. It is not the end of lawlessness. And it's not the end of disorder. But the vast majority of white people and the vast majority of black people in this country want to improve the quality of our life and want justice for all human beings that abide in our land. And what dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Let us dedicate ourselves to that and say a prayer for our country and for our people. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is California.
The divisions, the violence, the disenchantment with our society, the divisions, whether it's between blacks and whites, between the poor and the more affluent, or between age groups, or in the war in Vietnam, that we can start to work together. We are a great country and a selfish country and a compassionate country. And I intend to make that my basis for running and over the period of... The country wants to move in a different direction. We want to deal with our own problems within our own country, and we want peace in Vietnam. Oh, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It could. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh my God.
I saw the assailant across, and Rosie Greer was throwing his arms around his upper body, and I grabbed him by the legs, and we put him up on the table.